This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carlinville FFA alumni are raising money for high school FFA members by hosting their second annual dinner auction. The event is scheduled for next weekend at the Carlinville Elks Lodge, and alumni member Molly Rosentrader said things went very well for the group last year, and they're hoping for another successful banquet.
They did. We were kind of nervous going into it, having done this before, but we knew we needed to raise some money for the kids and some other activities that we wanted to help fund. And we had an excellent turnout. We had 250 of our closest friends and had 40 of the FFA members working with us that evening. They helped serve and wait tables and had a great evening. We had a live auction and a silent auction and raised a decent amount of money. And what we did with that money was first and foremost was to start a scholarship fund. We set aside money for the next 5 years, and we gave out 4 of the scholarships last year. And we were pretty adamant that the scholarships were not academic-based. They were basically centered on your FFA and ag activity, and they can be used for whatever you would need after you graduate as a senior. So we were very happy to have started that fund. We also sent 8 kids and the advisor to the national convention where they had a wonderful time. We helped fund a Montana trip down to St. Louis to tour the facilities down there. We ended up going to the John Deere Harvester Works this summer, took a nice Cavallo bus up to Moline and showed the kids some of the things that they could potentially be doing after school up there. We also helped on some of the restoration projects. That's a big thing for Carlinville FFA, is to have projects that they restore and then sell at some of the local auctions, and we helped on some of those. We also sent 2 kids to the Washington, D.C. Leadership Conference this last summer and also just continue to support the Carlinville FFA. So we're very pleased with how everything turned out last year.
As you should be. That's really exciting, and it sounds like you were able to do a lot with the money that was raised just from this one banquet, and I assume you had a lot of local support from the community, not only from people buying tickets and attending the banquet. I imagine you probably had some sort of auction and people donated items as well.
Yeah, we were super fortunate to have a lot of very generous donors here in the Carlinville area. A lot of our ag community came together. We were, you know, auctioning off gun safes, and one of the big items was also a blackberry pie made by some famous ladies around town, and anything from, you know, bales of hay to a pallet of seed, and anything in between, quilts and ag items. We had people donate antique feed sacks, loads of rock. Kind of, it spanned the gamut of what all we had. And everybody was in the area was very generous to us. We're super fortunate and very thankful for them.
Well, that's really awesome. It's always great when you can bring the community together and support a good cause like the kids that are in FFA at Carlinville High School. Molly, what's so exciting is that was just your first year, so we're going on year number 2. So, right, hopefully we can improve from there. It's going to be a great year again.
Yes, it is. We're kind of just hoping to repeat what we did last year. We have several of the same items again. We have a Henry Golden Boy 22 that we're going to auction off. We've got, of course, a red and a green pedal tractor that'll be on the live auction. We've got, you know, neon seed signs. We've also got seed again, bar stools. A local family donated half a hog, and then a lot of your normal items that we had last year. We're just going to hope for a repeat.
Well, sounds awesome. We do need to talk about the dates and some of the other details for the dinner banquet. So when is this taking place?
Absolutely. It is next Saturday, January 20th. It is at the Carlinville Elks Lodge, same place again. The doors open at 5:30. The silent auction runs from 5:30 till 8. The dinner buffet starts at 6:30. And then we start the live auction at 8 o'clock. So the tickets are $20. You can pick them up at PJ's Tire or at C&B on the square up here in town or from any of your alumni members, myself, Ann Stillwell, Kevin Groves, Matt Slidham, Fred Emery. Those are all officers, and then a lot of our members have tickets as well. We only printed out 250 tickets this year because last year we had a perfect number, and we kind of just didn't want to get too many going in there, kind of flood the place. So there's only 250 tickets, and they're actually selling quite fast. So we would love for everyone to go ahead and grab their tickets at one of those locations or from some of those people, and see you on the 20th.
Sounds great, Molly. Thanks for the update, and we wish you the best of luck for this year's FFA Alumni Banquet in Carlinville. I imagine you're always looking for volunteers, or if someone would be interested in getting involved with the group, you are arms wide open welcoming new members.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I was actually a Glitzy FFA member, and now I'm a member of the Carlinville FFA Alumni. So you don't necessarily have to go to Carlinville High School and graduate out of their ag program. We welcome anyone, and it's just to help these kids and the school program here to further themselves and to get more kids involved. This year we had a large freshman class go out, and we're very, very pleased with that. And we just kind of want to make it easier and fun for them where they can have neat trips like, you know, the John Deere trip this summer and taking them to convention. That's really what we're here about, is to get the money back to the kids so that they can enjoy it and stay in FFA. So we're always welcoming. We'd love to have more people in our organization. And we do other things, too, other than the dinner auction. We had a tractor drive this last summer that goes from Carlinville out to Standard City, out to McClintock. We took at a lot of events. We worked the tractor show that was this summer at the fairgrounds, the motorcycle races down at Brigham's in the fall. You know, kind of year-round we're doing activities. So there's a lot of other things to get involved with as well.
Molly Rosentrader, Carlinville FFA alumni member, and once again, their upcoming dinner auction is scheduled for Saturday, January 20th. In other news, sales of farm tractors and combines increased in 2017, up 5 and 4% respectively. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers' latest monthly sales report found the sale of all tractors in the U.S. in December of 2017 were up 18% compared to the same month last year. For the 12 months in 2017, a total of 220,500 tractors were sold, compared to 211,000 in 2016, representing a 5% increase for the year. Sales of small two-wheel drive tractors increased 5%, but sales of 40 to 100 horsepower tractors declined 2%, and 100 horsepower and higher two-wheel drive tractors decreased 7%. Combine sales were down 3% for the month, but sales of combines for the year totaled 4,112, an increase of 4% from 2016. Well, following his address to the American Farm Bureau Federation earlier this week, President Trump cautioned farmers and ranchers don't get nervous regarding his efforts to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement. He made the comments during an interview with RFD-TV. In a separate interview with AgriPulse, Trump said, "I'm negotiating tough for the farmers." Trump says he thinks the new NAFTA agreement will come out very well for the farmer. However, the president did not promise to not withdraw from the agreement, and while NAFTA was the top of mind for AFBF members, Trump spared but one line of his speech to the trade agreement, instead focusing on tax reform and regulatory relief. The next round of NAFTA negotiations is set to begin later this month in Canada. AFBF officials believe ag issues could be a topic in the next round of negotiations, but stress automobile-related issues are the main drivers for the renegotiation effort. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.